Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're here every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, bringing you all kinds of information for the Catholic and non-Catholic but Christian community. So we're here for everyone who is listening at this time. And if you want to let other people know about the program, please tell them where we are, WROL, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also hear the podcast at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you might want to let other people know about this program because we got a great interview, which we usually do, by the way. But this is with Jason Romano. If you don't know about Jason Romano, Jason works with a company called Sports Spectrum. And that is an organization that helps athletes live their Christian faith. So it's a great thing, and I'm going to say this specifically to the Catholics. You need to listen to this, and here's the reason why. Jason grew up Catholic. He's not Catholic now, and we don't get into that part, but what we do get into is the excitement he discovered when he realized he could have a relationship with Jesus. I'll talk to you more about that later, but this is something we need to look at in a vision of what it means to truly be Catholic, and we're going to look at this also through the eyes of Jason Romano in his experience as a Christian bringing the faith to athletes.
Hello, this is Jason. Hello, Father. How are you?
Now, I got to tell you a little part of this interview, and that is this little part that you just heard. I didn't have my mic on. So when I ask the first question, it's not there. So basically, I ask, as I always do, my guests to tell me a little bit about themselves and also about Sports Spectrum.
You know, I grew up in Albany, New York, a little town outside of Albany, loved sports as a kid, loved, you know, playing sports, watching sports, loving sports, and pursuing sports. And that's what I decided to pursue when I recognized that I wasn't going to be a professional athlete, that I decided, let's talk about sports for a living. How cool would that be? And that's what led to going into broadcasting and dreaming about working in sports broadcasting one day. And then that dream became a reality in 2000. When I took a job at ESPN as a producer, and I've been in Connecticut and moved to Connecticut for now 23 years. And it's been an amazing journey. I worked 17 years at ESPN as a producer, but it was 2017 when I just felt like, you know, God was placing a call on my life to do kind of more for Him. And I was 42 years old at the time and kind of halfway point, if you will, on life, kind of thinking about halftime of life, what's next, and an opportunity to go into sports ministry and to kind of tell stories that intersect faith and sports. That took place, and I was able to go work for a company that I still work for called Sports Spectrum, which Sports Spectrum is I call it a media ministry, Father Bob, and it's really focused on telling stories of athletes in the world of sports, professional, college, high school, whatever that might look like, as well as coaches, and sharing their faith stories, sharing their stories of beginning a relationship with Jesus and really just growing in their faith. And I have been never more thankful to God, and I've never been in a work that feels more purposeful and important than the work that I'm doing now with Sports Spectrum. And that's what we are. We're on the website with a bunch of different articles with sportspectrum.com. We have a quarterly magazine that we have each quarter of the year, which are spring, summer, and fall. And then, of course, our podcast that I host and produce called the Sports Spectrum Podcast, where I interview athletes and coaches about their faith. So it's been a real fun journey to be doing this over the last few years. And like I said, I'm really, truly grateful that God has brought me into this ministry with Sports Spectrum.
So that's great. So do you have a faith background?
I do. My faith background really didn't start from I was in church as a kid. I was baptized as a baby. I was in the Catholic Church at St. Patrick's Church in Ravenna, New York. I made my first communion, and I did my confirmation. So I definitely had seeds planted and the roots planted in me to, you know, learn about God, learn about Jesus, but I didn't really understand it And to be honest with you, I was a teenager. I didn't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. I was more focused on sports, girls, school, my friends, anything else that was at that time more interesting, if you will, to me than faith. So I kind of deviated from it, to be honest with you, and really didn't pursue it, really didn't think anything of it. But then around, I guess I was 27, 28, you know, my brother Chris was an influential person in my life as far as my faith goes. And he began his journey with God and a relationship with Jesus. And, you know, at that time it was foreign because I kind of walked away from it and didn't really pursue it or have anybody in my life to kind of pour into me from a spiritual perspective. And then my brother Chris was that person. And so on Mother's Day of 2001, that's where my faith journey became real to me. That's when I said yes to God, yes to Jesus, and I wanted to be all in and just kind of read the Bible and really learn about who Christ was and the whole idea of what the, you know, the day that he goes to the cross and what salvation meant and what the cross meant. Like, that became more real to me, and that's what I've been on now for 21 years of being on this journey, as I call it, with Jesus, and really just growing in my faith with him.
That's, you know, I had a similar experience. I came back to the church when I was in the Navy. I left the church in high school, as a lot of people do, and then I came back to the church in the Navy. And again, it's that rediscovering or discovering for the first time who Jesus is and who God is and everything else, that it's just a whole different reality.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And I think part of it is, you know, and I have talked to and ministered to many teenagers, and there's been many, including my daughter, just to be completely honest, who you know, grew up in the church, who, you know, were taking their faith seriously. My daughter got baptized when she was 10, and I was fortunate enough to baptize her, and that was a big deal for me personally, mm-hmm. To help do that. And, you know, there are kids that and teenagers, I think, that do understand decisions that they're making, if you will. But for the most part, I've seen that. I've seen a lot of teens that, just like myself and like you, we kind of either walk away from the church or we just kind of gradually fade away, if you will, from the church. And they don't have anything against it. It's more like they're just kind of being teenagers. And I think they're the most selfish time in our lives. And we can be selfish quite often. But that's really, I think, that teenage years. That's why it's so hard to pull away from, you know, what you develop as your foundation, I think, when you become a teenager. But I think, yeah, that's a very common thing for me. It wasn't even like I walked away from the church, to be honest with you. I just didn't think about it. It wasn't anything that I had against anything, I guess, other than my grandfather, who was a great spiritual mentor to me, and I would always go to church with him, you know, at different times in my life. It was really not just a priority. But when I began this relationship, I started becoming hungry to learn more about God. And I saw, wait a minute, this is, you know, I understand what John 3:16 means. I understand, you know, now what being saved by grace means in Ephesians 2 that Paul talks about. Like, I started understanding. And if you had talked to me 25 years ago, I would have laughed at you if you told me this is the conversation that I'd be having today on this Monday with you. So I'm just grateful where God has me. But I think the more you read, the more you chase after God, the more he reveals himself to you in his character and his nature, and the more that we can become more like him, which is really what he wants us to do, is to become more like him.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452. That's 617-297-7452. 617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Well, we're going to talk more with Jason tomorrow. We're going to learn about his experience over at ESPN, and we're going to talk more about his faith experience. In the meantime, I'd like to share that with the Catholics who may be listening as well. We can see that part of our faith, a lot of people are teaching, like I always teach, the rules. But you see, what is Jason said? I discovered Jesus. And that's our job to do that as well. I discovered Jesus. And that's really what our faith teaches. You can read that of the up and down the great leaders of the church, the saints, Cardinal Sarah, so many others. But sometimes, many times, that message does not get across. Let's listen to a little blurb of what we're going to hear tomorrow.
That is something that I thought about for a lot of years, going back to my time at ESPN, because when I first began to be serious about my faith and, you know, growing in my relationship with God, and I would go to work, I always thought those two things were separate. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I'm excited about where my relationship with God is going, but you know, that's kind of a Sunday thing, you know, when I go to church.
Jason's Twitter feed is at Jason Romano. His website is sportsspectrum.com. We are St. Anthony in Allston, Massachusetts, and we're going to talk more with Jason tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.